the Saturday Light Brigade, and that's Jane Sapp. Freedom is a constant struggle. And before Jane, you had a chance to hear from David Roth, the Star Spangled Banner, and me at 17 minutes after 11 o'clock. You know, we've been laughing and having fun, and we've been doing that because we're ready to invite you to join us in doing the same thing. Good friends and neighbors and just renowned musical talents, Susanna Ortner Roberts and Tom Roberts, are here today. We're going to turn it right over to them to do their first song, and then we'll chat a little bit there after. Who knows what it's going to be? We'll find out after they play it. But let's fill your radio with sweet, wonderful, hot world chamber music with Tom Roberts and Susanna Ortner Roberts, the Ortner Roberts Duo. And I snuck a peek at the music there. That was the Ortner Roberts Duo. I snuck a peek at the music to verify my thinking. Yes, I thought that was Indian Summer. I wanted to be sure. And,
who was the composer?
The composer of Indian Summer. I'm not going to look it up. I'm, you know, my first, like I want to say Hoagy Carmichael, but that's not right.
It's not right.
It's not, probably not even close.
It's Victor Herbert.
Oh, I would not have known that. I would not have known that.
I wouldn't have known that except I have the 78 and it says it on the label. So.
Victor Herbert. Isn't that RCA Victor Herbert? Could be RCA.
Only after 1934, I think. That's when Victor became RCA Victor.
Well, no. After 1934, it's RCA Victor Herbert Hoover.
Okay.
That might be a little later. Welcome. It's nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
Wonderful.
And you sound great. Tom and Susanna will be kicking off our solar concert series this Wednesday at 12:15. And these are free concerts right in front of the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, outside, powered by the sun, the mics and amplifiers used to carry the music. And you guys have been playing out a lot lately, which is nice to see.
It is nice. It's good to be busy.
Yeah. And I can tell Susanna's getting ready to, I think she's changed clarinets
already. She's switching weapons right now.
Yeah.
The next number.
Anything new in the life of the Ortner Roberts duo?
See, she's switching a clarinet, so I'll keep talking.
Yeah.
All types of good things. You know, we did last week, we had that big concert that you so graciously did a live phone interview for at the Unitarian Church here on the north side. And we had all of the musicians from Allegheny City, formerly known as the North Side, performing. Not all the musicians, but many of the musicians. We had a lot of people from the symphony and some rock people, and it was very successful. And we're actually getting ready to finally, I know we've been talking about this for a while, but we're finally going to actually record a new CD.
Oh, terrific. And there's still that wonderful existing CD that's out there. It's still in print.
It's still available in print. Oh, yeah. And so we'll maybe keep that in print for another pressing. It's not really representative anymore of what we do.
You know, you've evolved a lot.
Yeah. So we're going to actually record it here in the North Side.
Oh, terrific.
We're going to a neighbor's house who's got a really beautiful Steinway, very crystal, beautiful old, I think, 1912 Steinway. And so we'll be able to walk back and forth to do the recording.
Fantastic.
And it'll be representative of all the new stuff we're doing. We'll be doing some of the swing things and the world music and all the unusual, the new goodies that we do at this point.
Where's your next gig before? Is there anything before Wednesday, between now and Wednesday?
Yeah, actually, we have a kind of an exciting concert tomorrow. For listeners who live north of Pittsburgh, we're going to be performing for the Oil City 4th of July celebration.
Oh, I'll bet Joanne Wheeler is involved with that, maybe. But,
maybe.
With Oil City Arts. But that we have a lot of listeners
Absolutely.
In Oil City. So, oh, what a great thing that
so
will be.
The 4th of July, of course, is going to be on the 3rd of July in Oil City. So they're ahead of everybody. They're way ahead of everybody up there.
It's July 3rd Eve.
It's July 3rd.
Or Arif July 3rd to some. But it's
so we're going to have a large – it'll be at Justice Park. It starts at 8:15. And besides Susanna and I and our drummer, Tom Elric, we're going to have another Alleghenian, Kyle Simpson, on trumpet. Kyle lives here in the neighborhood, and he teaches at W&J. And the exciting person that's going to be is Marva Josie is going to be our vocalist. And Marva Josie was the vocalist with Earl Father Hines back in the 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you have your World of Earl Hines, you'll see she has a whole chapter devoted to her. And she's from Clareton, and she's going to be singing a couple of numbers with us, some of the tunes that she did with Earl Hines. So it's going to be a really exciting night of a lot of variety. We'll do a few duo numbers. We'll do a bunch of the trio numbers, our Benny Goodman trio tributes. We'll do some Hoagie Carmichael songs. We're going to do just a lot of exciting, surprising things with the quintet.
Well, if you're listening at WCUC or WSAJ, and I'm sure that sounds like a free concert, that probably
I'm pretty
outdoors,
sure it is a free, yeah.
Head over to the Oil City 3rd of July celebration, where independence comes early, Oil City. But that sounds like great. And to think that you're going to be playing with somebody who played with Earl Hines is just amazing.
It's kind of nice to have that little connection to one of my childhood heroes.
Yeah.
Susanna has a clarinet. I think she can actually speak now.
I can. It was quite an effort to put all that stuff.
Yes, she's assembled a clarinet.
That's right. This is a G clarinet. It's a little lower. It's very nice sounding.
And what are you going to play with it?
We were going to do a melt of two different French pieces, and one is an Edith Piaf song called Sous le ciel de Paris, Under Paris Skies, and it will turn into a valse musette, Flambée Montparnasse. And Tom will add a little Chopin in the beginning, and there are lots of other little interesting things woven in the arrangement.
Do you know what musette is, Larry?
Tom's going to really challenge me. Why, I know what musette sounds like when I listen. I mean, I've heard musettes that we've played on the air.
Yeah, they're really fast, virtuosic.
I always think of them
music.
Like a little dance. They make me want to dance, sort of almost. I always think of toys when I hear
a
musette.
You think of toys?
Yeah, it's sort of like.
I always think of berets and neckerchiefs and striped form-fitting T-shirts. So All right, so here is our little arrangement. This is some of the new stuff for Hot World Chamber Music.
Once again, the Ortner Roberts duo. Thank you. Susanna Ortner-Roberts with her G clarinet. Gee, it sounds great. And Tom Roberts.
Gee whiz.
It does have such a mellow sort of deep tone. It just, I like the way it sounds.
It's downright saxophone-like.
Yeah, it is. That's have you played saxophone?
I have. I played the tenor for quite some years. Back in Germany, tingling in all the jazz clubs and playing on jam sessions and stuff. But I do have to say that the clarinet is really my baby.
I would think so. When did you start playing?
I think I was 9 or so, fairly young.
How about you, Tom, for piano? Were you?
I was 10.
It's amazing how those childhood moments end up, you know, imprinting you for the rest of your life.
Those musical moments from childhood are the, those are really powerful events. You know, that concert last week, I saw my student Silas. I hope he's listening.
Hi, Silas.
He just said my name. Silas is 6, I think. And I watched Silas, who we call the Mozart of Buena Vista Street, who composes music already. And he, just watching him watch, like, the violist from the symphony play, and just seeing, you could see how completely engrossed he was in that.
Mm.
But in terms of Susanna's upbringing, you know, Larry, you will be able to read all about it. Of course, in German, you'll be able to read about
it. Well, I can do that a little bit. But
Susanna's actually, well, we'll let her, there's a book that has been written about her, and it's going to be coming out this, in a couple of weeks, I think.
August, yeah, middle of August.
How exciting.
Very exciting.
Are you part of the book or the whole book?
It's an interesting story. I think you know my work with the Holocaust survivors.
Yes.
I've been doing for a couple of years. And when I first came back from the United States to Germany, I did a lot of talking in public about that work. And a young journalist heard me there and interviewed me for a radio program and just was very interested in my story. So we
what is his name?
His name is Helge Fust, and he visited me here in the States twice and also in Germany, 3 times actually in the States. And it's the book will be kind of in an interview style, him asking questions about, it's mostly about my coming to the States, my music, my work, like cultural differences I was facing, my faith even, lots of interesting things. So it will be revealing to, especially to the German audience.
Probably. I hope it's translated eventually too, because I think a lot of people who, you know, are limited to English would really enjoy reading that book too.
There will be a lot of pictures in it
too. There are lots of pictures, so you can just look at it.
Look at the pictures, and that sounds great. Well, we'll look for that book.
It's called Living the Dream, Für die Musik nach Amerika, for the music to the States.
What's the German? I thought Traum was, is
that's
it
right.
Traum?
Den Traum
parts
leben,
of it's in English.
But that part is actually in English. So it's Living the Dream / Für die Musik nach Amerika.
And what's the last part is?
For the music to the States.
For the music to the States. Mm-hmm. We should have lessons in German.
We could have a little on air, learn how to speak German.
Yes, each week, a new word.
We could bring in all the, there's the Czech speaker, Daniel, live in the neighborhood, and there's Cecile, she could do French. There's all types. We could have, create our own little international community.
Yeah, the North Side is full of wonderful people.
It really is.
All shapes and sizes. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. It's 24 minutes before noon. And Tom and Susanna are conferencing, which is nice. This is public radio for the rest of us. Tom.
Yes. And
live, local, and created just for you. And they've consulted. They've huddled. And
I gave in.
You gave in. So this
it's
is
always
something.
When we discuss pieces.
I know. It's really fun.
He's rolling his eyes.
It's fun. This is very therapeutic. It's so that means Susanna selected something.
That's right. This is it's spiritual and made it into almost a New Orleans standard.
Hmm.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Oh, Once again, the Ortner Roberts duo. This is going to be fun to listen to. Just a closer walk with the. Tom and Susanna and Susanna, that was just amazing. God, if ever you wonder about an instrument that can sing, that's what you're doing.
Oh,
it's just incredible, and it's hard for me to contain myself as I listen to that. Do you guys do you jam much, or do you find do you have a chance to get out in the right venue just to sort of horse around completely?
Never.
We actually seldom do that. Yeah.
You don't do that. When you've been here, I know you're doing a little bit, but pretty much you're staying within the structure because
right. You've
been so marvelous at recreating and representing music that so many people have forgotten about or need more of an appreciation for. But listening to you do that makes me wonder, boy, I'd love to hear you just go off wherever you want to go.
Kind of goes off and wanders in places.
Yeah.
But
we love the idea of just arranged beauty, you know.
Yeah,
and
And
within that, there are always moments where we can let loose, but it's wonderful to have a frame and to, you know, to come together again.
Balance within it all, because too often, if it's just like a free for all the time, it gets a little boring.
Yeah, well, and I think that balance gives all listeners a latching on point. They can, whether they know it or not, that framework is apparent. So you can jump right into it and hold on to it. And, the music becomes really accessible. And that's one of the blessings of what you're doing is you're helping people discover or rediscover just some amazing music.
But there was, there's moments where things are going wild there, but you just, they're held within a framework. There's a, there's definitely a form there rather than, there's thought that has gone into it. So a balance of moments. It's like Jelly Roll Morton had that same thing where he would create an arrangement and allow within that arrangement spaces for people to improvise. So personal expression within a framework.
Well, and without turning the spotlight or mirror around, but that's very much how good radio works too. You have a framework and allow. I think really just about good everything works that way. A movie or a book, or even neighborhoods have frameworks.
Exactly.
It's called zoning. Tom Roberts and Susanna Ortner Roberts are here. They will be playing outside in their own neighborhood, Allegheny Square, right here in front of the Children's Museum in the first of our solar concert series, which will be this Wednesday. They're also going to be in Oil City tomorrow at the Oil City 3rd of July celebration.
Independence Day Eve.
Independence Day Eve. Do you remember when Pittsburgh did? You might have been traveling when that happened, but about 20 years ago, Sophie Maslow moved the official 4th of July celebration for the city to the 3rd. And it was to save all of the public safety overtime. Instead of – it was a budget-saving move.
Smart lady.
It's very smart lady. I mean,
why pay double?
She's the same woman who, said we need a new ballpark, and everybody laughed at her. And but people were furious at her, calling her unpatriotic and, the insults hurled at poor Sophie.
Oh, poor Sophie. It's not a bad idea because – you got to go back to work on the 5th.
That was her rationale as well.
You can still have your celebration at home on the 4th.
She said you have your picnic at home after the 3rd, and that way, you sleep in on the 4th and you save a lot of money in police costs.
Exactly. I'm thrilled that we're playing on the 3rd and not the 4th because I've got to work on the 5th, and that's a long drive back from Oil City.
Yeah, we had our fireworks in my hometown last night, and I think a lot of towns do it a little early.
Yeah, so no problem.
Well, what's next?
Well, you've already been talking about our neighborhood, so
that's right.
Are we allowed to play this one?
Yes, no rolling eyes right now.
All right, we're not vetoing this one.
Is this an Allegheny song?
This is the Allegheny Rag.
It's actually composed by my lovely husband.
I don't think we've ever played this on the air.
There's an Allegheny Waltz, right? Or is there another Allegheny song you've written?
I don't know. Have I played this one? No, there was the Allegheny. Well, this was done for the centennial of when Allegheny City was.
I don't
absorbed.
Think you've played this one.
I don't think we've ever played this here. And this was, this was composed for that centennial, and it appeared in the Allegheny City Historical Society's movies that were done by Tom Wilson and John Canning, and I'm sure there were other people involved, but I can't remember their names at this point, so forgive me those people. But just talking about the history of Allegheny City. So this is our duo version of this tune. It's called the Allegheny Rag. Thank you.
Tom Roberts, piano. Susanna Ortner Roberts, clarinet. The Ortner Roberts duo. That tune, Allegheny Rag, it really, as I listened to it, I started to think about the North Side and sort of had these images in my head. I was looking at old pictures of the North Side and new pictures of the North Side, and then I said, oh yeah, that's right. Tom said it was used by the Centennial in films in the back. That's in films with music to it. It's a very evocative song. It makes you feel a lot of different things as you're listening to it, but both past and present. It's amazing what music can do to you when it's played as beautifully as you guys are playing it.
What a sensitive, intelligent man you are.
Well, why, thank you, Mr. Roberts.
there's sadness involved with Allegheny City in terms of, you know, like you had urban renewal and
all
of that destruction of all these beauty. You see these incredibly beautiful properties. You know, you go to Europe and you see all these wonderful things and you think, you know what? America wasn't all that different at one point.
Yeah.
You know, we had these beautiful fountains here and we had beautiful park spaces and, you know, a lot of manicured, wonderful stuff that just kind of got wiped out. But we're trying to return to that.
Yeah, and a lot of it's still here. Not as much as Prague, but plenty.
There's plenty here. We still have a lot. You're kind of always in touch with what was.
And just... it's funny. There was a part, and I can't remember, you know, what measure it was exactly, but all of a sudden, Gus the Icy Ball Man came out, and there was a sort of an up-tempo bit, and it, all of a sudden, I started thinking of some modern, you know, present-day North Side features. It was really
neat.
Good. Yeah,
all
it was fun.
The dog park is in there. Our dog, yeah. Harry, getting into a fight with dogs who are 3 times his size. That's all. Everything in the North Side is there.
Yes. Every single thing.
Everything.
Everything. I'm not in there, am I?
You're in there.
Okay.
You just have to look for it.
Good. It's 6 minutes before noon. We probably have time for one more, I think. This has really flown by. Don't forget Oil City tomorrow, the 3rd. That's late afternoon, right?
8:15. Music starts at
8:15. Very late afternoon. 8:15 p.m.
Late afternoon to the point where I would actually call it evening.
Yes, unless you're in California.
Exactly.
But 8:15 p.m. Oil City on the 3rd, and then on the 6th, 12:15, early afternoon here on the North Side as part of our solar concert series. I hope you'll come out for that. It's free. And what's next?
We'll do our last song will be a klezmer piece with a little bit of Cuban infusion and Jelly Roll Morton infusion.
And Professor Longhair infusion.
Lots of other things.
And a raspberry reduction to finish it off. And by the way, Hot World Chamber Music is the genre that these guys have invented, I think.
That's right.
I know you've invented it. And we've linked your website, but it's OrtnerRobertsDuo.de.
Right? Or .com.
Or .com. They both go there?
Yeah,
great.
The .com is the English language.
Okay. So OrtnerRobertsDuo.com, or just Google Ortner Roberts. You'll find them. And consider picking up their first CD, A Trip to America. Do I have that right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
In my head.
Right.
Good.
And the new one will be, we're going to start recording it in about 2 weeks.
And it's just called A Trip.
The new one will probably be called Hot World Chamber Music, yeah. Because we include all
Hot World Chamber Music 1, or who knows.
Yeah. but consider getting the early one, too, because it's just terrific. It's 5 before noon. We better turn it over
to you.
All
right, here we go. This tune was originally called Where Were You Before Prohibition? Thank you.
Tom and Susanna, thank you so much. And thanks to Sam Suter, the soloing Sam Suter. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Independent Public Radio.